Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
We are here to help. Mm-hmm. We're going to do everything we can to get you some answers to find out why, after what you thought was a great date, they stopped responding altogether. Alex, let's say hi to Ricky.
Ricky!
What's up, Ricky?
Why is that fun to say?
Ricky.
He like hung up. He's like, I'm done with these guys. Hey!
already weird.
Ricky, good morning. We're going to try to help you out here and find out why you got ghosted. But first, give us a backstory with Colleen. How'd you guys first get together?
Yeah, actually, we met kind of the old-fashioned way. Went to a restaurant nearby my house. I just walked up, sat next to her at the bar. We just started talking, hit it off. Found out we're both born and raised in Austin here, went to the same high school, just a year apart. Yeah, like
unicorns.
Not seriously.
Small world kind of thing, you know?
Did y'all know each other in high school?
No, we didn't. We have some mutual friends, but we didn't like know each other then, you know?
I see.
But yeah, before she left, I got her number. We started like having a little back and forth, then went out again, had like a nice casual kind of a date, had another second date, really nice. And then on the third date, I told her I was happy to cook her dinner.
Oh,
damn, look at you, dude.
Well, you know, that move.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But yeah, we watched the movie, chilled, then she went home. But like since then, she just has not texted me at all. But like it didn't seem like it was weird at times, but
yeah,
I don't know, you know?
All right, well, let's give Colleen a call and figure out what's going on. That's weird. Sounds like things were heading the right direction. Hang on.
Hello?
Colleen, good morning. Hello? Is this Colleen?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
This is Colleen.
Yeah, it's Brad Booker with Alex Franco. We're on the radio this morning with Mix 94.7. Calling you for a segment called Waiting by the Phone. I just want to, full disclosure, we've got Ricky on the phone, and that's why we're calling you. He just told us that, you know, you guys had some really good dates, and he hasn't heard from you. So we wanted to mediate a conversation if we could and try to figure out why and what happened, if you did something wrong or what.
Hi, Ricky.
Hey, what's up?
Anyway,
there's definitely sounds like the story there. I mean, the way you're like,
Oh, man. Why did I feel uncomfortable during that little exchange?
Wow, this is the first time we've talked in a while, so, you know. It's like, hey.
Yeah.
What's going on, you know?
Sorry, what was the question?
Did something happen that made you think you didn't want to go out with him again?
Oh, man.
So he said you guys had a casual date the first time. Second date was real nice. And then third date, he invited you over to his house.
Yeah, he cooked dinner for you. That's awesome.
Oh, man. I'm just deciding if I want to talk about this. So while we were there, the police came to his door. They said someone had reported a stolen iPhone, I guess, which they tracked to his car.
Okay. So did you steal an iPhone, Ricky?
No, I did not steal an iPhone, which is exactly what happened. They came to the door. I got a couple friends that have done some time, so they always think that I've done some bad shit too, which I haven't. But they literally came up. They said, hey, we got this phone. I was like, look, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, none of that happened. Showed them the car. They couldn't find anything because there ain't anything there. It's not a big deal. They're always with me, and it's just like, it is what it is, you know?
Colleen, okay. Well, so it could be a simple mistake.
Yeah, it's their mistake.
Yeah, but he was kind of rude about it.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Well, he was like, you know, you need a warrant. And like, he's done this before. You know what I mean? I mean, he just seemed like a bit of a dick and that are watching. And I don't know. He ended up, walking them to the car and all that. But I could tell he was like kind of flailing his arms and just being, I don't know, like kind of belligerent with them. And
did you go there? Or, I mean, like, were you all up in the middle of the action?
Yeah.
No, I was just kind of checking it out from, you know, the window in the living room, and he came back just like really huffy, and he's like, it's not a big deal, and the cops are always f***ing with me, and I just thought the whole thing was weird. It just rubbed me the wrong way. I don't know. I'm still kind of processing it, but I don't really want to be involved with somebody who's involved with the cops, you know? Like, if the cops are always f***ing with them, like, where there's smoke, there's fire, you know? Is that the saying? Because I don't have the cops bugging me. So
I see what you're saying.
It's a little awkward, I understand.
Yeah.
You could easily be thrown off.
But he might not have done anything wrong. You know what I mean? I hate to be...
But where he said that they're always messing with me. Like, okay, it would be red flag for me, or at least caution, like yellow. Like, okay, proceed with caution.
Mm. Okay.
And, like, just the attitude, too, you know? And
defensive.
Like, I've never been to his place before, and so even with me around, I was surprised that he could be so belligerent, like be a to cops. I don't know.
That's right. Like, he's totally dealt with this before. Yeah.
Well, look, this is not, I mean, this is a weird, sticky situation. Certainly not one that we want to hash out here. Mm-hmm. Why don't you guys work this out off the air, and thank you for being honest, Colleen, Ricky. You got your answer, man.
Mm-hmm.